So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Dom's Money Melody is on the horizon. That coming up. Not much new on the Epstein thing at this moment and the back and forth with Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I never remember, and I can't imagine our listeners being fans or even sort of aware of this Nick Fuentes guy. We talked to O'Reilly about him. We now have, because of Fuentes, this stone-cold anti-Semite, Nazi supporter, racist, I mean, casually about this, we have one of the leaders of the Heritage Foundation, Robert George, who's a brilliant guy. I think I've had him on a couple times in various things. Resigning because the Heritage Foundation was supportive of Tucker Carlson and the interview with this guy. They kind of lost their mind, at least the head of the Heritage Foundation. So now Daily Mail says that New York City's hottest It Girl actress, who I think I vaguely have seen her in a couple of roles, she does a podcast, and the podcast was with Nick Fuentes. She's been dropped from a major film, and that reason is being cited. Now, you could argue, and I get the argument, we don't want to be getting into canceling people. But this idea that you give a platform to a guy like this and say, well, I'm just asking questions. Don't you think he has a point? No, he's just a guy getting a lot of clicks and a lot of social media with maybe a bit of flair to say stuff so outlandish around all this that it gets attention. That's it. Sadly, President Trump, either unaware or God knows what advice way back when, had dinner with him. I'm trying to think of how many years ago that was. But this guy is just like a grenade thrown in all over the place. All right, 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. We talked, too, about Florida and the communism, and I think they mostly get it right, curriculum. To the best of my knowledge, I don't know that it's mandated in Pennsylvania in any way, shape, or form that you address communism. All to the point with socialism, with what we're seeing go on in New York, in Seattle, isn't it one of the major draws is people think no one thought of this before. The Mondami just burst onto the scene and this is, wow, this is hot. This is all new stuff. It's in a different package. It's in a better package than Karl Marx or something, but it's the same principles. We know what they lead to. We have Thanksgiving coming up. You know the story, the Pilgrims, vague socialism in the beginning until they went toward capitalism. Now, you could talk about the edges of capitalism. And let's face it, we have a lot of programs that are socialistic that kind of take the rougher side of capitalism off itself. I've been on record over the years talking about the NFL as essentially, if you really look at the model, as a socialist model. They're all in it together. Their game is to get as much revenue as they can. I'm sure some want to win ultimately. They want a trophy. They want a ring. They want all that. That's real. But in the end, what is the NFL best at doing? Making money tremendously. They're geniuses, inventing something like getting more and more people into the game, fantasy football. It doesn't work with other sports. At least I haven't seen it. You got to be kind of degenerate to be doing it with some sports, but football, it does. It's huge. Anything they touch is huge. But the enterprise in the end is parity. Make teams, and that's where the tush-push comes in. And Henry, last night, are you in the camp? I don't think they got stopped on that tush-push. They didn't run a tush-push. They ran into the line. I don't think Detroit stopped the tush-push, really.
I think they did a variant. I don't think it was very well executed just because, like, Cam Jurgens wasn't in the game. It was Brett Toth at center.
Right, yeah.
You know, Lane Johnson wasn't on the line. So I think the combination of those things made it just look like a regular old, you know, QB sneak when they were trying to execute the tush. But I just think it was a tush push. It was poor execution. The Eagles shot themselves in the foot more than the Lions stopped it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it is still unstoppable. You're right. If they do it the way anywhere remotely near they're good at.
Correct.
And I would offer the tush push is an example of socialism. Can't be stopped. They want parity. And they're going to continue to go after it. And particularly when the Eagles are this good on top of everything else, they're going to be looking to say, no, we're not going to let one team dominate. They don't want it. It's not the business model.
It's too hard to officiate, Dom. We can't see the full starts.
Or, injuries and everything else.
The line of scrimmage is too clogged.
Yeah. So in Florida, the communism model now is the curriculum. And remember the trouble they had with Black history. That type of stuff that happened. And DeSantis was here speaking. There were big protests. Already there are people going nuts on this. But he's incredibly methodical. He actually drills down to what people say the problem is. So I'm going to ask, when it comes to, this was on my mind, 2028. I don't see J.D. Vance as, I think DeSantis would have a chance against him in that. The big thing DeSantis doesn't have in a field with Trump in there is charisma, is that bigger than life sort of stuff. He just doesn't have that. And you want that in a presidential candidate. It's the big story of one or another. Obama had it, you know, his story. Trump, exactly. Biden, there's some years where there's something that is there that's a little bit different. COVID intervening. Could Ron DeSantis be in the ring against J.D. Vance? Yeah, I'd say without a doubt. And I don't even know if Trump is ultimately going to endorse J.D. Vance. I have a lot of doubts about that. He might not endorse anybody.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing he's got going on is Don Jr. pestering him. But other than that, he's not enamored with all this stuff. He thinks magically he's going to run a third term.
He does.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
He's got that. So could you see this what they're doing in Florida? DeSantis talking about property taxes. And why in the world do we have property taxes is exactly right. It's your property. Why should they be able to tax it? Now, he said it would have to happen nationwide for Florida to consider or Florida start it moving away from property taxes. He's on the stuff like this. He's a great administrator. He gets it done down to the very, you can't ask for more as far as executing this. What he doesn't have, though, he doesn't have the charisma to be the nominee. That's the argument. And it did happen against Trump. Yeah, it did happen. without a doubt. He just couldn't compete on that level. If you remember, I remember it because we almost had him here, Henry, on President's Day. We were working up a big scheme. I was inside it and all. Last minute, he couldn't do it. But people were just enthralled with him at that point in time.
Right, yeah, he was the
Yeah, he was the guy. And he was actually ahead of Trump in some ways. And then he got massacred. Didn't even have a chance in Iowa against Trump. Why? He's the same guy. He has tremendous power to execute what people want. What is he lacking? And the answer is, when you run for president, it's different. You're not running for governor. You're not running for dog catcher. The presidency has an elevation that is second to none. But if he's running against Vance, I think that's a different ballgame. I don't see the charisma difference there. I don't see much difference at all. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All we need you to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. This communist curriculum is spot on, except a little bit too defensive about Joe McCarthy and McCarthyism. McCarthy outed a ton of communists, but the overkill of it was real. And that's why it's such a fascinating thing. That's why they still write books and films about that era with Joe McCarthy. What a riveting figure. Zenos in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos.
Good afternoon, Dom. You and your gang over there, everything is fine. Listen, I want to make a comment about, the curriculum in Florida.
Sure.
It should be taught, and it should not be sugar-coated. And as far as what McCarthy did, there was a lot of communists, especially in Hollywood. And Charlie Chaplin was the biggest one of all of them.
No, wait a minute. That's true. All I'm telling you, though, and I read this, at least what I have so far, Zenos. And, McCarthy went after people mercilessly that I don't think were. I've read extensively about them. So I would say they're right to say, hey, let's give this guy the credit. He outed hundreds, if not thousands, of communists.
Yes, he did. He did out of them, and then maybe some in minor roles, but some in bigger roles. I'll give you one. One of my, Greek friends was Kazan, Ilya Kazan. He even said it that, there's communists here, and he was afraid. And they made Kazan look like he was the bad guy.
But that's prominent.
It should be told, because my parents in Greece, my father fought in the Nationalist Army against them people, and even with the Nazis there. And what they did, if I told you the stuff that they did, was brutal. But we should be telling history, especially American history, the good, the bad, and it'll say any ugly. It should not be sugar-coated. The only thing they do today is indoctrination. He, she, who, me, X, Y, Z. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. There's only, like I said, I'm going to say, there's only two sexes on this planet, male and female. Get over it, Wake up and smell the coffee. And another thing they do is they embarrass my ancestors that started the Olympic Games 3,000 years ago in Greece, well, Peloponnesia at the time. And that's embarrassing to me to have men and women sports, because in those days the sports were separate,
okay.
Men and women.
That is true. Now, what's your side today, Zenos?
My side today is the legislators in North Carolina that started the war between the states, because they did not want to compromise with slavery. And there's another guy, in fact, or that too, that has something to do with, was Buchanan, I believe. He could have stopped it, and he didn't. But it was North Carolina that lit the fuse. And every one of those legislators at a time, they're responsible for starting the war.
Thank you, Zenos. I think South Carolina, we'll put you down for South Carolina more, Fort Sumter, the whole thing. I was there. Henry, I'm sure, is just back from Charleston. What was the big spot for you? You got to Fort Sumter?
I didn't make it out to Fort Sumter. No
surprise there.
No, yeah, I actually went to the, I forget what they call it now, but the slave market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is like a 6 or 7 block open air market,
right,
where they, vendors come and sell various amounts of things. I thought that was very cool. Very, unique spot in Charleston that you don't see a lot of places.
Yeah, Charleston is great. The tourist part, you're within 5 minutes walking of everything, at least an embassy suite. How can you beat it?
I got to say, though, about Charleston, like, it's a very nice city. I enjoyed my time there. But, man, they have convinced, like, America and I guess the rest of the world that having, you know, crappy houses that are falling down on each other, painted pastel colors makes it a beautiful city.
That's right. A lot of pastel. You put enough pastels on stuff. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're walking around town sometimes, like, oh, man, this house, is this house going to make it through the night?
Was that in North Charlie?
Made it up to North. I was telling my friends about North Charlie. I was like, we can't head up that way. We're like, how far are we? I'm like, oh, it's still a ways away. Like, it's a whole other city.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's get right now, straight away, to
It's Dobbs. Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Ah, nice prize today. A pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra Philly Sports Put to Music on Saturday, November 22nd, coming up at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. Not Montgomery County. I have trouble with that at Springfield, but Springfield and Delco. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we were asking for that all-time worst American. And typically when we do this question, I have the same answer. I have the same answer every time. It's one person that lives in my mind kind of rent-free because every time I see this person in a movie, it's ruined. It's over. You're the worst person. You're the worst actor. I can't watch this movie anymore. How dare you be a Hollywood actor, be in all these movies, and you make them all stink even though they might be fun. Which is true in his latest movie, in which someone wrote that he has a massive ego and won't take accountability for his latest movie absolutely bombing, which is no shock because I feel like I was one of the first people to this guy. Like, this is not a good actor. He's not. He's just not a good actor.
Or a
good person. Yeah, there you go. There's another hint for you. So, on top of being a bad actor, he also has a band that's it's okay. It's got a commercial appeal. They've had commercially successful songs. So in addition to being a bad actor, a bad famous actor, he is a musician with a band that has a planetary name. So I'm going to play you that band here today. I want either the band or the name of the actor who fronts this band today. They're playing Message in a Bottle by The Police. I want to know the name of the singer. Yeah, Dom, we got a bad actor with a band that has a planetary name. Want that name.
I don't find the cover to be horrible. He's not undistinguished, but, you know.
He's a fine singer. He should take up singing full time. He should drop acting. He's the worst.
Is it Bernie Madoff's son? No.
Oh, might as well be.
Yeah. All right, phone lines. You get in at 855-839-1210. I'm amazed if anybody gets this right out of the box, and you're going off to see the great Joe Conklin.
Bombed a recent movie.
It's a great Thanksgiving time together, the 22nd. 855-839-1210. Jump on board.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand, on demand.
We're looking for his name or the name of the band. We'll accept either one, right, Henry?
Correct. Yeah, guy's awful, Dom.
All right, let's go to Andrew in Audubon, New Jersey. All right, Andrew, who is this despicable American?
Jared Leto, 30 Seconds to Mars.
All right, nicely all right. played. Enjoy Joe Conklin. I think you'll, yes. That was pretty good right out of the box.
Yeah.
Anything more on him?
Yeah, he bombed Tron, the Tron series, latest installment, Tron Ares, bombed at the box office, and it's partially because no one wants to see this guy in a movie anymore because he is not good at anything.
All right.
I'm sure some of us remember Morbius.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So maybe a random undistinguished American, but man...
That's I had to save it.
Yeah, the wanted posters are out there for him. Okay. 855-839-1210. A lot of stuff brewing up again today with Tylenol and autism. The maker of Tylenol firing back on appeal, claiming no credible evidence that shows taking Tylenol causes any kind of autism or neurodevelopment that's out of line. So this battle will be joined, and I'm not sure what doctors are recommending now. I think when we had Dr. Mark Siegel on, he said, well, it's always better not to be taking stuff during pregnancy. We try to avoid that, but there's a line where you're going to have to do something. And I just think, to me, I get the idea, this drive to find the cause of autism or causes of the things that are out there. But in the end, I think this was ham-handed, how this was put forward. It was very difficult to see this play out. And we're going to see. I don't know if the sales of Tylenol now are down tremendously or not. All right, so we've been talking about, among other things, Florida, communism curriculum. Even, and I'm trying to get it page by page. It's a lot of pages versus some of their other stuff. I don't think Pennsylvania even does this. And to the best of my knowledge, and we're checking, still, nobody named over in Chester County. Henry, the last you look, right? There's no independent investigator that's named to check on what happened on the debacle on Election Day. No. All right. We're trying to be in touch with Eric Rose, the minority commissioner there, because we're not going to let this go. This was a debacle in which people were disenfranchised. So what are we up to now? We're coming up on, is it only 2 weeks tomorrow from election? That doesn't seem right. I guess that's right, though. Right? But during that period of time, you mean to say, they couldn't say, all right, here is who is going to investigate this, and we want them to start right now. This is job one. We have to restore confidence in the election. You have one job to do, the election. Just get it right. This was completely 75,000 people or so were put out by this, provisional ballots. Who knows what happened here? And still ongoing. I think they had a town hall around this to hear people, but people in the suburbs must like this, not only ideologically bent, but incompetent groups that are running the counties around here. Day after day, we see something else. Just wait until the new sheriff and the new DA get in there in Bucks County. Just wait until we see what they do. That will be more like Larry Krasner than any kind of sane prosecutor. And we'll see maybe 6 months from now what these people in Bucks County say. Oh, maybe this was a bad move. I told you about Jenkintown, I think it was on Friday, and I'm still watching to see what happens there. Jenkintown's a great place in a lot of ways. Police chief in September, their board meeting, toward the end of September, puts out a directive. He's looking at the bylaws and what cops have to go by. And he just tries to clarify that, yes, ICE is a federal partner in some ways. Here's what you do. And I think the language was something like, you have somebody who they think has committed a crime, they're pretty sure of that, and they think they're here illegally, potentially. As they book them, they're going to let ICE know about it. All hell breaks loose. These people in Montgomery County, the welcoming people, the others come out of the woodwork. And now the mayor and others are backtracking on something simple here, where the police chief was right. He was just clarifying for cops. Here's how to deal with this. He wasn't saying, we're going to enter into that program with ICE. We're just trying to protect people, and we just don't want cops to get hung up, not report something, and then have it come back and bite it. So here's what I come away with. It seems like in places like Philadelphia, Jenkintown, they would rather have the Larry Krasner people screw up and not put that alleged maniac in the jail who was involved with Ms. Scott, who was killed. That's okay. We'll forget about that. But if you are joining up with ICE, you are really trying to protect citizens, then we don't like that. We'd rather have some people die, but we have some vague principle, some virtue signal out there. And that's apparently what's going on in Jenkintown now. Jenkintown. It could be anywhere USA. But Bucks County went nuts. They knocked off Fred Heron. They knocked off Jen Shore. And now we're going to see what the results are, where they go. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary. Yo, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you, sir?
Good, good.
So it's kind of out of the box for this answer because I never heard anything bad about Richard Nixon. But the policies, while bringing China in as a preferred status, is, I believe, one of the major reasons why we have the affordability crisis that we have now. Because every one of our manufacturing jobs, all the stuff that was in North Philly, is gone.
Yeah, I don't know that Nixon opened a door to China. You're right. I think it was more Clinton who signed various treaties and put him into that the World Trade Agreement. It seems during the Clinton years, that's when it happened to me. But you're right. That is something that is a major evil that what we have to just start.
I wouldn't say it wasn't Richard Nixon himself. It was, unfortunately, it's the whoever came in and made China the favored nation.
Yes.
Status, it's the policy that sticks to that person.
I think it was the Clinton years for the favored nation status, but Nixon opened the door. And I agree with you. How in the world are our drugs, our medicines, routed through communist China in a lot of ways?
There isn't, with exception to stuff like coffee and bananas that we can't actually produce here, really everything should be produced here first.
Exactly.
Or at least tried to.
Exactly. That's a good one, Gary. Thank you. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in. First this week, I think we'll have a $50 gift card to Gallo's probably at the end of the week. 855-839-1210. That worst American. Dan had a long story. He was with friends when Epstein was dead around that weekend, I think. And they were talking about the most evil American. All right, the worst. It doesn't have to be somebody who murdered hundreds of people. It could be something like Bernie Madoff. That was, or the Rosenbergs who gave the Soviets essentially nuclear weapons.
Or Jack Doherty, going around with a bodyguard running into people then having the bodyguard fight his fights for him.
That is pretty bad. And I think social media probably has a top 10 of the worst people on social media.
And he's up there.
Yeah, I would agree. It's sad to say, I think Tucker Carlson's up there. And I haven't got one person to say, come on, Dom, why are you so tough on Tucker Carlson? Well, when a guy that smart is saying demons are scratching him and attacking him every other night, I might think,
Go to the doctor, Tucker.
Yeah, go to the doctor. Imagine being a all right, tell me about these demons. All right, 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Up that.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Okay, time to your Dano show. Welcome in. So Democrats now, we're going to see the release, the vote anyhow tomorrow. Maybe 50 Republicans voting to release the Epstein file. Democrats worried now because Republicans, and rightfully so, won hearings on this woman who is the representative from the Virgin Islands, Representative Plaskett. It's pretty clear now that she helped Epstein get tax breaks, worked for his fixer, and later was selected to Congress. But in addition to that, during the testimony, this was around Michael Cohen and Epstein testifying, he was, I'll say allegedly, but I think it's a matter of public record now, texting her what to ask next. So much so that she thoughts, and she texted back, allegedly, she didn't understand one of the abbreviations, or she thought it was an abbreviation about what to ask next, and he clarified it for her. Wow. Who knew during that testimony? So, yeah, finally, we're going to see, and Jeff Andrew was pretty passionate on the show today about this, we're going to see the vote for release. Democrats will overplay their hand on this with any number of emails. O'Reilly making a case, and I'm not in agreement on the show today. Well, there are going to be people tarnished by this because they may have taken a picture with him. He may mention them in an email. Doesn't mean they did anything wrong. He wouldn't say that's Trump's motivation up until now for trying to avoid the release of everything. I think it should be released. I think majority of people think, yeah, we got to release. It's gone on so long, even in death with this guy, that we continue to see this distraction, this acrimony, this back and forth. So we'll see the vote tomorrow. I don't think anybody in leadership will vote to release him. I think you could see, I'm going to set the number at, will there be over 30 Republicans that vote to release, particularly since the president releasing that on Truth Social. Now they know Trump put it out there, but does he really want it released? And Pam Bondi will be called in to testify. This is going to go on for a while, until we get to the bottom of this and release it. All right. And the other thing to watch that we'll have a lot of coverage on tomorrow, the McDonald's summit tonight. Apparently fast food, I think they're in town. Trump's going to speak there. All in an effort. And I got to say, where was all this before? I'm glad to see it now. Bessent is the best guy to be out there. I'm still working to get him on the show, the Secretary of the Treasury. On affordability. He's confident. He knows economics. He's aggressive under questioning. And you can tell that a lot of people interviewing him cannot contend with his knowledge of this. It does look like on all fronts, they're pushing back. Now, is that going to make a difference with grocery store prices? Maybe. At least you'll see around the edges it will. How about with affordability as a long-term goal for, say, people in their mid-20s now, looking to get into a home, looking to have a family? That's going to be something that's going to take a lot more. And I don't see them addressing that at this moment. getting together, home builders doing something. Maybe that's in flux. But without a doubt, the Trump administration now is roused. And they get the issue in Jersey, at least people there, what are you going to do, saying affordability. Did Jack Ciattarelli not address that time and time again? Yes, with bullet points of 8 to 10 things on it. Absolutely, he did. Losing, I got it. Losing like this, it's just remarkable. And how the people lost in Bucks County, Shorin and Fred Herron, just they were swamped. Why? You had the anti-Trump vote come out, but not the Trump voter. President saying today he'll barnstorm the country for the midterms. That's good. But what he has to do is get with any number of people or at the rallies, even bring them up and say, hey, are you going to vote? And if they say, no, you're not on the ballot, I'm not going to show up. They'll go to the rallies and not vote. He's got to break through on that. If we don't, if those low propensity Trump voters don't vote, you're not going to win. If they vote in the manner that they did before or close to that because they get it now, you are going to win. That's what it comes down to. There's all kinds of events that can happen between now and then. But if they just won't vote because Trump's not on the ballot, that's got to be his job one. Driving down prices, yes. But this reluctance to vote is just, it's a killer. All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks. And Bill is on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bill.
Hello there, Dom. Happy. Taking a look at what happened now here in McKinney. I mean, it was
All right, Bill, I'm going to put you on a hold. We're going to try you. You're breaking up a little bit. We'll see if we can do something here. Let's go to the Earl at Tacony. Earl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. You were talking about how they're doing the history of communism in Florida schools. And that's going to be my side answer. My side answer is going to be Howard Zinn and the People's History of the United States.
Yes.
Which is nothing but communist propaganda. I have a copy of it, and I started reading it, and I only got up to the second chapter, where the entire thing is every negative aspect of America is in this book. There's not a single positive American aspect in this book, and this is a textbook in American high schools and colleges, and it's no wonder the kids are gravitating towards socialism and communism, is because the history that they're learning is about how horrible and awful America is. I mean, the book opens up with Columbus coming to America, jumping on the backs of Native Americans and riding them like horses until they drop dead. And you wonder why the kids are screwed up.
Well, yeah, any school district that has this, that ought to be the first thing you challenge at a school board meeting. You bring it up relentlessly. I was on Fox News because Janie Blackwell, who was a city councilwoman in Philadelphia, touted the book. I got her on, Earl, and we talked about Castro and firing squads and Mao. And she said, well, I'm sure they weren't all bad. It was like Chairman Mao. My God.
But that's the thing. The Internet was supposed to make us smarter by giving us access to information. And what it's doing is, first off, it's killing long-term memory, because kids don't remember anything that they learn anymore. When you were growing up, when I was growing up, you had to learn stuff because you didn't have access to the book when you were done. But there's just so much misinformation out there. And I'm not saying that anything that Zinn is writing is actually wrong per se. I mean, some of the sources are questionable, but it's just the fact that there's not a single note of positivity. And they wonder why the kids are depressed when everything they're learning is negative.
Thank you. And when you think climate's going to kill you and you won't last to your 20s or 30s, well, that might be depressing too. Yeah, Howard Zinn and any school district that has, it's a runaway. He sold, I want to say, in the millions. Could be in several millions of the textbook. Any school district using that, I think Philadelphia was at that point. That's how Janie Blackwell came on the show. It was really Jim Kenney, who was the architect of this. He was smart enough not to come on. She did. And she said stuff like, well, you know, Mao wasn't all bad, was he? No, just the 30 or 40 or whatever million people he
was
killed.
Nice to his family.
Yeah, it was nice to his family. There was a pet. Yeah, it was a Hitler-end type of thing. And yeah, Fox picked up on it because of Howard Zinn, too. That was the textbook. Earl is exactly right. That's a good one. It is completely negative, and it overlooks what Castro did. It overlooks Mao. It overlooks the Soviet Union. It overlooks all that. How can you overlook it and have it in schools? Well, they do. It's one thing to say we want a different opinion, like the Florida thing here on communism. Pretty difficult to come up. Socialism, you want to debate on that. But communism, no. What's the other side? What's the other side that we would hear defending communism? Where is it successful? Where has it not killed millions of people? All right. It is the lightning round next. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. It's been a mixed number. I see some pretty good ones on Twitter, too. We'll give you those. Hit us with that all-time despicable American, somebody who, you know, may have not killed people necessarily, Madoff, and the damage that he did, as an example. Might be a little bit more subtle. You can hit us with that. But Zinn and his legacy, that is really on the mark. As I said, the Trump administration has gotten the message. Now, are they able to do stuff that's going to rein this in? And I told you it's a Commerce Department, so that it's that guy Lutnick. The Commerce Department right now is threatening 107% tariff on Italian pasta. Why? They claim they were undercutting Americans, selling it for less in order to drive out other brands, American brands here. Which people don't want their pasta. They want the Italian pasta if you really want good pasta. Lutnick, that's his agency. So we're seeing with all these foods, constant jockeying with the tariff. And 200 foods they've released now, they're taking the tariff off, as I understand it. This is not going to go away through the midterms. Democrats believe they have the word. When you can boil it down to one word and you stick to it, that gives you a fighting chance. Remember Bill Clinton? It's the economy, stupid. Carville, when you get it down to that, that's politics 101. So with them, it's affordability. Yeah, but what about I get you? But if they can freeze frame that, that's how you win. All right, 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, before the lightning round, Larry Krasner never disappoints. On Friday, he denounced President Trump because President Trump failed to cooperate with the United Nations to review the USA's human rights record, calling the administration boycott a disgrace. He was there representing Americans. Larry Krasner.
It's good. All right. Glad he's focused on Philadelphia's issues.
Yes, exactly right. Meanwhile, you know, carnage here in Philadelphia, but the UN, you got to go there and talk to these people about human rights. Larry, what would you say to the, well, at least 75 so are dictators that are there and dictate a lot of the nonsense that goes on with it? All right, lightning round. 855-839-1210. You get in. Bill in Palmyra on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dom. Dan, good show as usual.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks. My answer for the side question is William Ayers, a retired professor from University of Chicago, who along with Bernadette Dorn was the founder of the Weather Underground, that proceeded to set off bombs, exploding bombs in the New York City police station, the Pentagon, and other statues. He was designated a terrorist by the FBI, and he was arrested, but because of problems in the prosecution, the charges were dismissed. Right. And he's a bad guy. He was a practicing insurrectionist in the United States of America, and he's retired now and still around.
Best buddy of Mr. Obama, President Obama, yes. And Bernadette Dorn, as you said, we're coming for your kids.
Exactly correct.
Yes, exactly. That's a good one. Joe in Columbus. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dom. How are you today?
Good, good.
Dom, does Ro regularly listen to this, to your broadcast?
Yes, if she's on her good behavior, yes, absolutely. She takes beautiful notes, beautiful writing, too. You have to see it, Joe.
No, my initial entry would have been the guy who turned sauce into gravy in this country.
We can enter that.
I don't want to get on her bad side.
You know what? In Italy, though, they deserve this tariff. Not that I said that when I was over there,
man.
Because they say sauce, not gravy. So, you know, they had it coming, Joe.
All right. Okay. Yeah. We may be able to hit a medium ground somewhere along the line. Who knows?
Yeah.
Dom, my entry represents, to me, especially in this day and age, everything that's hypocritical, evil, and influential in Hollywood today. She didn't like metal coat hangers, but she beat her kids with them. She was the biggest phony. She was more interested in her fake persona than she was her reality.
Right.
The persona she tried to create, to the point where she left all her money to some lame charity and not her children, and she had a badly handicapped adopted son, left them with nothing, and that was Joan Crawford.
Not only that, the battles, apparently. Can you imagine Joan Crawford and Bette Davis? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
right?
You don't see quite that anymore. Yeah, bad. She was big with Pepsi Cola, too. Among other things. That's pretty jarring, Betty Crawford. Yeah. Bill in Bucks. Okay, we want to get his answer. Okay, Bill, what's yours?
Okay, can you hear me, Major Dom?
Yep, we can.
Okay. Okay, great. I was going to tell you that we really took a bad beating out here in Bucks County. We lost 5 out of 5 row officers and 4 judges. So... It was a really rough day.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'll be waiting there when the first case with the con man DA and the sheriff there goes awry, which it will.
Well, we're going to keep a close watch on that to see what it does, and I'm waiting to see the official results. I don't know if they've been published yet.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm going to give you my side question. It's a guy, 1971, he was convicted of first-degree murder.
All right, break up again. Charles Manson. Manson.
Oh, man.
The ghost of Manson is there. It's Charles Manson.
Right at the horn.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's amazing what he was able to accomplish. And we hear this all the time about eyes that are unbelievable. It's kind of mythical. People have eyes. But Manson, I think, fits the bill.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Soulless.
They definitely attract that. All right, one more. Joe in Levittown. Joe, what's yours?
His name is, he's actually a part of the Bolshevik revolt. He was a mass murderer, and he was responsible for the death of 10 million Orthodox Christians. His name is Heinrich Yagoda. And ironically, he can still claim he killed far more people than Hitler. And just the odd part is that he killed so many Orthodox Christians is the fact that he was Jewish, which was odd, which many of the Bolsheviks who were at the spear tip of that revolt were.
All right, I don't know. Is he an American, though? I'm a little bit...
No, he's not.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
He's a rock.
Homer and Belmar, we got about 15 seconds. Hi, Homer, who's yours?
Hi. Collectively, those Supreme Court justices that voted to ban prayer in public school, they've affected millions of people who are now running our country.
Madeline Murray O'Hare, all time. What do you say, Sean? Who did you like?
I don't know. I have a fascination with, like, cults and all that,
okay.
So the Manson one kind of got to me.
Okay.
Because he's definitely, you know, a horrible man. He shifted the culture very severely around the turn of the 60s and of the 70s.
And Henry?
Yeah, so I like learning something new with these side questions. So I second Manson, but I also throw in Earl of Tacones of Harold Zinn, Bill and Pye Myers of William Ayers, and Joan Columbus with the Joan Crawford goal.
I could go with the Howard Zinn. Thought that was a pretty good, subtle, but almost overwhelming that he's out there, as far as I know, in schools.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do it all again tomorrow with great guests, with you, Henry, and I'm not sure Sean or Kirk. Kirk tomorrow. All right, so Rich Cioli is next, though, for 4 big hours to take you home. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Keep him coming here. All-time worst American. And we'll see the McDonald's Summit tonight. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.